Hey, you want that to go?
And we have some takeouts now on stories that we have been following. Okay, let's do the math here, John. We have 60,000 flights were canceled in the past 4 days, millions of people stranded all across Europe. And what this ends up doing is limiting the number of choices people have in terms of how they get from place to place, right?
Excuse me, could I rent that horse from you?
That's
I need
exactly
to get
across
right. the continent. Yeah.
Well, someone that knows all about limited options is Seth Stevenson. He gave up air travel because he wanted to, not because of any volcano out of Iceland. He's a contributing writer for Slate. He just published Grounded, a down-to-earth journey around the world. He traveled around the globe using only surface transportation, everything from a container ship to a rickshaw. Good morning.
Morning.
This is something you chose to do. Clearly, I mean, you were doing this for 6 months before the volcano in Iceland ever erupted. And you wanted to figure out how to get around the globe without using airplanes. Why?
Because I hate airplanes for a lot of different reasons. Frankly, slightly terrified of flying. Also, I just hate the experience. It's not really traveling. It's more like teleporting from point A to point B. You never think about a flight when it's over unless it's to complain about the turbulence or the screaming kid behind you. So, whereas when you take a train or a ship, it's much more contemplative. You have time to look around and see the things around you. You see the space you're moving through in a way that you just don't when you're in a plane 35,000 feet in the air.
And teleporting is on time, at least, you know?
It's quicker.
John,
I'll give airplane to that,
but
it's not a real journey.
Yeah, this is something that you speak kind of eloquently about at travel in terms of, you know, Einstein's theory of relativity, that we need to see the time actually moving along as we travel, or we don't appreciate the trip in and of itself, right?
Sure. I mean, on ground transport, you know, you have experiences. I feel like your brainwaves just open up in a way that they don't on an airplane. I mean, do you remember any airplane flights unless they were bad? I don't, but I remember ship journeys that I've had. I remember train journeys I have. All these people, I realize that there are all sorts of economic implications of this volcano slowing down air traffic. But I think, you know, as a thought experiment, when these people see what it's like to live in a world without airplanes, they might not want to go back to that world where they're expected to fly everywhere. They might sort of wish that they could stay grounded for a while.
Well, let's talk a little bit about your tips on how to get around. I'm assuming that you're not recommending to anybody else that they travel from inside a cargo container like you did.
Oh, I didn't go inside a cargo container. That would be terrible. That's illegal and highly dangerous. Don't ever do that.
Okay, good.
I traveled on a container ship in a cabin, which is a great way to travel. That's a fantastic thing to do. If you get on a container ship, we took one across the Atlantic, which people might start having to look into doing if this volcano keeps up. We took one. It took about 9 days across the Atlantic. You hang out with the officers on the navigational bridge and learn how to chart a course. You get to eat all your meals in the mess room with them. That's a great way to go across the Atlantic, and some enterprising shipping company or two is going to start offering more cabins if people have to get to Europe and they just can't fly. The only way across the Atlantic right now is container ships or the Queen Mary too.
But wasn't there a form of travel that you used during your 6 months that you absolutely don't recommend?
That I don't recommend.
Llama in the Andes, maybe?
You know, we didn't do any animal-based transport. I wish we had. I wish we'd taken a stagecoach or ridden an elephant or a camel. We didn't. You know, maybe I'd have different feelings about it if we actually had. No, you know, I pretty much liked everything we did. The only thing we did, it wasn't the nature of the transport itself. We took a horrible ferry across the Baltic Sea, which a ferry that I'm sure a lot of people are having to take right now, and it run by an Estonian ferry company.
Ooh.
where they put all the passengers in a windowless room deep in the hold. That was a terrible
experience.
So
if you're stranded in Estonia, you really don't have an option, is what you're saying.
Yeah, well, you know, these ferries between Germany and Finland are run by an Estonian ferry company. You do what you have to when you're on service transport. It's definitely more of an adventure than taking an airplane, that's for sure. It's not that antiseptic, you know, point A to point B from one, sterile airport to another sterile airport. You're definitely wading through things rather than flying above them.
Still better than air traffic, Seth Stevenson says. He's a contributing writer for Slate. He's author of Grounded, a down-to-earth journey around the world.
Well, this conversation, of course, is all because of that Icelandic volcano. You know the name of it, right?
Eyjafjallajökull.
Now, why on earth would I have trouble pronouncing that?
Eyjafjallajökull.
I've actually renamed it Herb. That's easier for me.
Of course, listeners aren't having trouble telling us their stories. Maybe they can't pronounce the Icelandic volcano because Americans are feeling the effects of all this. On thetakeaway.org, Amanda in Atlanta posts, My father's a flight engineer with a large cargo airliner. He's been stuck in Germany for going on 4 days now. There's no projection for when he'll be home. However, I am glad that airlines are taking precautions and keeping people grounded instead of even chancing a possibility that the volcanic ash stalls the engines, as my dad says. Even the tiniest bit of that air could jam up the engines and send it into Mayday status.
And Annie in London posts, we're American musicians on tour. When we got off the plane at Heathrow on Thursday, we learned the entire airport was shutting down and our Holland flight was canceled. Thus began a saga of endless queuing and re-queuing and never-ending movement with piles of suitcases, guitars, and drums. We've missed 4 gigs so far. Through Facebook, we were able to find people to stay with in London, and after several days, we're able to secure ferry passage to Holland, hopefully better than that one in from the Estonian company that he's talking about.
I don't believe that. You know why? I don't believe that email.
Really?
They didn't mention the name of the band. If they were real musicians, they would have mentioned the name
maybe,
of the band.
Maybe our editors cut it out.
Possibly.
As shameless self-promotion.
On Twitter, Melissa tweets, from what I see in Berlin, the Europeans are coping by going on holiday and kindly lending me their apartments.
Nice.
For more of your stories, reach us at 877-8-MIKE-TAKE or post to thetakeaway.org.
Leslie weighed in on our Facebook page. We'd continue doing stuff around the house if there were no air travel. School would continue. People would get to work. Most people don't fly, and we'd wait for instructions on how to deal with day-to-day realities. Really, now, I live in the tri-state area, and after 9/11, this is not a big deal.
Americans thinking the Europeans are maybe making too much of this. A lot of conversations going on. We'll leave you with a little bit of wishful thinking with the new movie Kick-Ass out. What superhero do you want to be?
This is Bella, and my secret power, which I've actually managed to make work a couple of times, is fixing cars by laying on of hands. I've actually got this to work 3 or 4 times, but I don't have a complete success rate yet.
Oh, you still need a name, too. You can reach us with anything we talk about on this program at 877-8-MY-TAKE or post to the website, thetakeaway.org. Coming up, this equal protection, Trump religious freedom. The Supreme Court hears an interesting case today. We'll talk about it.